Windsock Boogie. This windsock, inflated early this morning, has flailing arms and an ambiguous smile on its face. Creed hasn't awoken yet, but June, the lady who lives in her park tiny house and sells food from her trailer cafe, is cooking already at 8 a.m. I like your house. It has everything I need, June says as she sips her morning cup of hot chocolate, turning on burners and slicing onions, looking at me like a suspicious pirate. She has a big pickup for pulling her home away in a month when the first snow hits Creed, Colorado. Her truck plates are Texas, but she volunteers to me that she will pull her rig to Florida and sell smoothies to tourists in swimsuits and bikinis, wearing hippie bracelets around their wrists and ankles. You can see this blue sock from blocks away, and it has big black eyes and long Ichabod Crane fingers snapping the air. Big multinational corporations sell using Madison Avenue advertising agencies packed with employees with MBAs and degrees in psychology, sales, marketing, and sociology. Once they turn us into cookie-cutter people and make their products our choices, their job becomes easier and more profitable. In Creed and most of Main Street, where we live, this windsock is more than enough advertising to get the point across. Inside June's tiny house, there's room to stretch out, fix dinner, watch your big-screen television, read a book, have special people over, clean up, curl up on the couch, let sunlight crawl through the window blinds. A home base doesn't have to be anchored to be a home. A chalkboard street sign on Creed's Main Street reminds us all to follow your soul. It knows where to go. June follows her soul, and the windsock this morning says her soul is open for business, but heading to Florida as the first snowflakes fall on the windshield of her big Chevy truck.